Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. The weekend before their big history final, four college buddies decided to go to St. Louis with their friends and party. After partying all night, they slept all day Sunday and didn't make it back in time to Springfield on Monday morning to take the test. Instead of taking their final, they found their professor later that day and explained their story. They had gone to St. Louis for the weekend, they told her, and planned to be back in time for the test. But they took a shortcut down a dirt road, and they got a flat tire. They didn't have a spare, and they couldn't get help for a long time, and so they were too late to take the test. The professor thought a while and then said that they could come back the next day and take the test. When they arrived, she handed them the test booklet, one for each, and placed each of them in separate rooms. They looked at the first question. It asked, for 5 points, on what date was the Declaration of Independence ratified? All four boys smiled really big and happily wrote down July 4th, 1776. Then they turned the page and read the second question, for 95 points, which tire? Which tire? I share that humorous episode because it shows how higher education these days has eroded into a kind of lower education. College campuses are more famous for their party scenes than for their PhDs, where students memorize every flavor of Samuel Adams' beer, but have no idea that Samuel Adams himself was an American statesman, a political philosopher, and a founding father of the United States. The only Greek that they know are the letters of fraternities and sororities. That's why it often takes a foreigner to help natives appreciate the country in which they live. Like a little brown boy came from India who eventually became the pastor of Immaculate Conception Church. As a naturalized citizen of the United States, it breaks my heart to see how many Americans take their heritage for granted. In 1883, Emma Lazarus wrote the poem, The New Colossus, for the dedication of the Statue of Liberty. The last lines of that poem should stir the soul of every American, even college students. It reads, keep Ancient lands, your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Every new wave of immigrants to this country, like the unceasing waves of the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean that caresses our shores, teach us Americans what a treasure we have to call this country our home and not take it for granted. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus expresses a similar sentiment as Emma Lazarus about how people take their blessings for granted in being a Christian. Our Lord lifts almost a few lines from the lips of Lady Liberty when he says, I give praise to you, Father, for although you have hidden these things from the learned and the wise, like college students who blow off their history exams, you have revealed them to the little ones, like immigrants who have nothing. Come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. If you read the New Testament attentively, you will discover that 50% of it was written by converts to Christianity. Luke's Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles, also written by Luke, is 27% of the New Testament. Paul's 13 letters are 23%, totaling together 50% of the New Testament. Luke and Paul were newcomers to Christianity, immigrants, you might say, converting after the death and resurrection of Christ. And in some ways, they taught the old guard of Peter, James, and John what a treasure they had in their faith, and not to take it for granted. Sometimes it takes an immigrant to a new land, on earth as well as in heaven, to educate the natives on how blessed they are. Like the history teacher in the joke, and Jesus in the gospel, I'd like to test your knowledge of the United States and of the Catholic Church. It is, after all, July 4th. It's a sort of citizenship test for your citizenship on earth in this great country and your citizenship in heaven, as St. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. I'm going to read 10 famous quotations, 5 from the Bible and 5 from U.S. presidents. And you have to answer who made that famous statement. Ready? Number 1, he must increase and I must decrease. Who said that? St. John the Baptist, as he proclaimed the coming of Christ in John chapter 3, verse 30. Number 2, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Who said that? Another John, John F. Kennedy, in his inaugural address. Number 3, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Who said that? St. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13. Number 4, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Who said that? FDR, to inspire us in the midst of the Great Depression. Number 5, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. Who said that? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you didn't know the answer to that, you don't get communion today. Number six, 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Who said that? Abraham Lincoln in his famous Gettysburg Address. Number seven, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. St. Peter in Matthew 16:16. Number eight, speak softly and carry a big stick. You will go far. Theodore Roosevelt. That was his foreign policy statement. Number nine, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. We all know that. The Blessed Virgin Mary responding to St. Gabriel. And number 10, you better not get this one wrong. Not today. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That was President Thomas Jefferson who wrote the Declaration of Independence. Are you wishing you had had a flat tire on the way to Mass right now? I hope it inspires you, this quiz, to go back and look up any of those quotations that you missed and learn who said them and why they were so famous. These are the declarations that define our nation and our church. And you have no excuse to be ignorant of them. Sometimes it takes an alien to America and a foreigner to the faith to teach the natives not to take their blessings for granted. How blessed we are to have dual citizenship and to enter the golden door, both on earth and in heaven. Praised be Jesus Christ.